and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them,' and immediately he will send them." All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went out before and those who followed cried out, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" So the multitude said, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee." You know, I think this was a goosebump moment. You ever had a goosebump moment? Those experiences in life where you hear something or you see something or you're experiencing something and it's so special, you get goosebumps. I've had a lot of goosebump moments, particularly when I went to visit Israel. How many of you have been to Israel? Gotten a chance to visit it? I'm really hoping that someday we'll be able to get to Israel as a church. We'll go on a trip. But I'll never forget, and it applies to this passage, I'll never forget one Sunday morning when we were in Israel. It was the first time we got a chance to see the old city of Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives. And it was just breathtaking. It was beautiful Sunday morning. We get up, we go on this hill, and right there we had we look over the city of Jerusalem, and then we went down a little bit of ways to the Garden of Gethsemane, and then we had a Sunday morning service right there in the Garden of Gethsemane. And then we took the road down from the garden into the city of Jerusalem, just like Jesus would have took in his triumphal entry down that path. And it was funny, when we were walking down that path, there was a guy bringing a donkey right along, and there was another guy riding a donkey. And so that image is flooded my mind as I read this story. I got goosebumps. And I think that the people involved in this story got goosebumps. Jesus probably got goosebumps. The disciples got goosebumps. Everyone in Israel got goosebumps. I don't know how you picture the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem. I don't know how you imagine it. But you need to understand that it was a spectacular event. It was amazing. It was loud. There was an uproar in the city when it happened. In fact, look down there at verse 10. It says, "When he came into Jerusalem, all the city was moved," saying, "Who is this?" All the city was moved. In the Greek, that's the word seismos. We talk about seismic activity with that word, an earthquake. 2 million plus people in Jerusalem at the time of the Passover, and the city erupted. It was like an earthquake. People were going nuts. It was a very, very significant day in the life of Jesus, a very significant day in the nation of Israel's history. In fact, I think it was one of the most special days in history. One of the most significant days in history, because this was the time when Jesus was formally presented to his nation, the nation of Israel, as their king and as their Messiah. That was the day that the nation of Israel should have been expecting. That was the day that they should have received Jesus as their Messiah and their king, but they didn't. Very significant day. And we see that by the way that Jesus acted when he came into Jerusalem. Did you notice that Jesus acts strangely here? He steps out of character when he moves into Jerusalem. He behaves differently. What do I mean by that? Well, in the past, as we've been going through the book of Matthew, we've noticed into his ministry up to this point, Jesus has almost been very low key on purpose. Have you noticed that? When people get healed, he tells them, don't go tell anybody. You remember when people